Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back at it on a Monday here on 96.5 The Fan. We were talking about awards and what you could bet on and stuff like that. NBA Finals awards have been updated. Jalen Brunson, plus 100. Karl Anthony Towns, plus 185.
Wow, there you go.
Good for him, man.
Yep.
He was plus, what, 1,300 going into the series, or plus 1,100?
Gosh. When was the last time we saw an athlete change their narrative like we were seeing with Karl Anthony Towns?
This late into their career.
This late into their career, too. Yeah, good point by you. Yeah. I mean, seriously, when was the last time we've allowed ourselves as sports fans to change our narrative on a player? Because we've talked about it a lot, and I hate this about sports, and I hate this about the people in our industry. They make a decision in May, and they never give up on that decision, even with a body of work of evidence that has presented itself. I think the three of us do a great job of admitting we're wrong. You know, we missed on that one.
Yeah.
We don't care. It's not that big a deal,
no.
Right? It's just
who
fun.
Gives a rip?
And Karl Anthony Towns is one of those guys who this time last year, Knicks fans wanted him traded, didn't want anything to do with him. This guy sucks. And now he, next to Jalen Brunson, is going to be the second biggest hero off of this team when they end up winning it. And that's why I ask, like, have we kind of changed our narrative on him in a great way? Why haven't we been able to do that with so many other different people? Because as evidence, you know, presents itself, it's okay to say, man, I thought this in May, but here we are now a year later. I got to change my narrative on this because this guy or this girl has gone out there and they changed their narrative of what they're presenting to us. And so I look at this Karl Anthony Towns thing and I just continue to think, man, I'm glad we're allowing ourselves as a collective here to change our narrative on this guy because he's been nothing short of brilliant in the postseason for the Knicks.
Somebody says the only comparison they can give is Kevin Love.
Kevin Love's a decent one. I don't know if we were having these
that
sorts of conversations.
That doesn't do that for me. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we all thought Kevin Love was awesome. You know?
Yeah. He joined
LeBron and won.
Yeah.
But I don't think we were like, oh, he's got all these issues keeping a team from winning. He was on a really bad Minnesota franchise.
Correct.
Minnesota teams.
Yeah. And I don't think he's in the same category as, like, it's New York, too, versus Cleveland and Minnesota and other places like that. But yeah, it's
on
fine.
On a smaller scale, Geno Smith, Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold.
Yep. Sam Darnold's
Sam
another
Darnold.
One. Are people embracing Sam Darnold, or are we still doing the let's wait and see, yeah, he won a Super Bowl, but he had a defense type stuff? Or
some people probably are, yeah.
Yeah, but are people embracing Sam Darnold? You know, let's say, just for argument's sake, Jalen Hurts goes out there and the Eagles win another Super Bowl. Okay? Are we going to be able to change our narrative on Jalen? The guy's got two Super Bowls, two more than Joe Burrow, two more than Josh Allen, two more than Lamar Jackson. Like, will people change their narrative on him, or will they continue to have that same narrative? Because I do think it really is unique that everybody has done a 180 on Karl Anthony Towns. We've allowed ourselves to do a 180 on Karl Anthony Towns.
God, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar won the MVP at 37.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Golly. Yeah.
I got to think that's the oldest one because the oldest since was Steph. He did it at 33, then LeBron at 35. That was the bubble year, though, so I don't know how much credit he gets for that,
right.
But still won the MVP. Cat is 30 years old. I didn't know he was from Jersey.
Yeah.
Love to see that. Fifth overall pick back in 2014.
A lot of those guys on that Knicks team have those connections, and that's why it's so kind of special. You know, Brunson's dad is the coach. Karl Anthony Towns is from there. Josh Hart grew up rooting for, you know, the Knicks. There was some guy that roots for Rutgers his whole career. Why, I don't know. But there's a lot of connections to that team locally as well. That's why they're, I think, part of the reason, again, 53 years. But also, you got local guys on that team. Everybody loves the local kid, regardless of what city you live in.
Looks like the Knicks fans are out and about heckling the Spurs fans as Wimby shows up and somebody says, Yo, Wimby, get ready to go golfing, buddy. I would do anything to see him swing.
Him golf.
Yeah, it'd be so amazing. Could you imagine?
Did you see the video of him walking into the garden the other night and all the ushers like, you're tall, sugar?
Yeah. He's like, thank you. Hello.
Switching things over to baseball, we'll be joined by Josh Ferner in about an hour or so from now at 8:20. But the Athletics are showing interest in Chris Bubich to help bolster their starting rotation. That's per Bob Nightingale. Obviously, Chris Bubich, an all-star last year, been a little injured. I did hear yesterday that he's going to have a rehab start coming up shortly. Cole Reagans might have 1 to 2 rehab starts. Both those lefties coming back to your roster. But the names that I have heard that are on the trading block, maybe in the Kansas City organization, might be a guy named Daniel Lynch and a guy named Chris Bubich, as the Athletics are showing interest. So we'll see how these rehab starts go. See what Chris Bubich can do, because what I saw yesterday is the Detroit Tigers are like, hey, Tarek Skubal, let's get going, buddy. Ramp it up so we can get the ultimate package deal for you. As he faced, I think, 5 batters, struck out 6, gave up 2 hits, walked 1, as he's looking to kind of get back into the fold, as you would think with the year that Detroit has had, as in them and the Royals both 27-39.
Yeah.
Season's not going the way they wanted. Injuries obviously have plagued the Tigers. You could say the same for the Royals, but I would assume that Tarek Skubal is somewhere different than Detroit by the end of the year.
Well,
by the end of August.
I mean, I would expect by the end of July. What's the trade deadline? The first
it's like
August
3rd or 3rd, something like that.
So it's a weird date, but yeah. I would expect Tarek Skubal to be, I don't know, with the, I would have said the Mets, but I think the Mets, well, who knows what's going to happen this offseason, but I think the Mets are going to throw the Brinks truck at him this offseason. So maybe you don't give up prospects now, because look, the Mets aren't doing anything great. So who's going to be that 1-2 month team that rental for this guy? Like we saw with CC Sabathia back in the day, where he went up to Milwaukee and had, you know, that little bit of a run there with the Brewers. And then boom, he was a Yankee a couple of weeks later. And so who's going to be that team that is going to get Tarek Skubal? That they're at Philadelphia Phillies. I've heard a lot of conversations about them, but if you're looking at the Royals right now, and Daniel Lynch is a guy that you could potentially trade. Chris Bubich is a guy that you can potentially trade. You have got to trade these guys. We can't let the last week kind of, you know, cloud what this team is. And it's a team that just isn't ready right now, not with a great infrastructure around it to move forward. And you need to build on that. MLB.com and ESPN both rank, and Baseball America for that matter, all three of them rank the Royals farm system in the bottom third in Major League Baseball. So you can't let a couple of wins over the Reds and the Twins kind of cloud what's going on right now. And when you have the opportunity to move players and stockpile some prospects for your minor league system, I think you have to do that. And I think you owe it to your franchise to do that as well, to try to get and maximize these guys that are on your roster. You can take a bad season and turn it into something good, and trading Bubich and Lynch and getting prospects back in return starts to set you up to kind of build this organization back up.
You've also got a bunch of injuries that have plagued the Royals over the weekend, even though they went 2 of 3 against Cincinnati, 3 of 4 against Minnesota. And yes, I know, listeners, we should have swept Cincinnati. But again, Caglione runs into the wall, gets right shoulder soreness. Mm-hmm. Salvador Perez was not in the lineup for 2 consecutive days as he dealt with a right thumb injury, which was sustained on a wild pitch that hit him on Friday. It led to some swelling, but the Royals are hopeful that by Tuesday he's feeling back to normal. That was from Q, and this all comes from Annie Rogers' Twitter handle. And then she reported that Bobby Witt Jr.'s knee soreness was something that progressed throughout the game, and that there was a long at bat in the third that didn't help. Said he was hoping to get to the off day tomorrow to rest, but the ache never wore off. He'll continue to be evaluated today and Tuesday and see where that goes. So big off day for him. Mm-hmm. I don't know how serious the injury is. It's right knee soreness. That could mean anything. I hope it's nothing serious. You need Bobby Witt Jr. to continue this sort of MVP season, as he is still currently the favorite at +140. Yordan Alvarez at +150. So it's getting close, as we'll have hopefully an MVP showcase this weekend. And a guy that you might want to take a flyer on due to Aaron Judge being out is Mr. Ben Rice sitting at +350. Yep. And a guy that I would say your long shot is Nick Kurtz, who is +1,100 for the A's.
At the beginning of the year, we talked about this. Boomer Esiason and bet his co-host $10,000 that Ben Rice would have more home runs than Aaron Judge.
Well,
if you're that co-host, you're going, Boomer.
Yeah.
10 grand. Ben Rice may do it this year, because Aaron Judge is at, month and a half at minimum.
Can I do a payment plan?
Yeah. Pay this off. Somebody says Victor Wembanyama's golf clubs would look like broomsticks.
Yeah. Oh, no. I would say toothpicks more than they.
Could only imagine what that guy's driver looks like.
How far do you think he could hit it, though?
If he connected?
Yeah.
Oh, 300 yards.
No, you think he would? Okay.
Yeah, he's got so much torque. If he could just figure it
out. How far off the ball would he have to stand?
I couldn't even imagine.
It's so weird.
The fact that he'd have to get his clubs tailored, which a lot of people do anyway, but for him being 7'5",
yeah.
I mean, it'd be double the length of my
driver. You're not walking into Dick's and going, hey, I'll take a set of clubs here, you know? You're not going to play it against sports. I mean,
when I worked at Champ Sports, every once in a while, we'd get, like, athletes that would come in that were, like, 6'8", 6'9", and wore, like, a size 15 shoe, and we had two of them.
Two.
Like, two. And a lot of times...
Two for each style or just two in general?
Just two total shoes that were 15 or more.
Wow.
So we'd have to, like, either special order or something like that, but it was mesmerizing when they would walk in and be like, how many size 15s do you have? Like, we got one in that shoe and one in that shoe, and that's it. And it's like, okay, I'll order. It's like, yeah, for sure. Coming up on the other side, a hell of a perspective. Injuries might have plagued the Chiefs, but excuses did as well. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Tune in to hear Royals insider Josh Vernier every Monday at 8:20.
Professor Vernier sitting up here, bloviating.
On your home for Royals baseball, 96.5, The Fan.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.